This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, David. 3 days ago, the Russian military moved into the Crimea, the southern part of Ukraine that is dominated by ethnic Russians. For most of us, the story is being played out on our TV screens through international news organizations and in particular, those we call the Western media. The question is, how has the Western media framed the issue for us? Stephen Cohen is professor of Russian studies at Princeton University in the USA. In his interview with Democracy Now!, a non-mainstream American news organization, he points to the gaps in Western media coverage.
Ukraine is splitting apart down the middle because Ukraine is not one country, contrary to what the American media, which speaks about the Ukraine and the Ukrainian people. Historically, ethnically, religiously, culturally, politically, economically, it's two countries. One half wants to stay close to Russia. The other wants to go west. We now have reliable reports that the anti-government forces in the streets, and there's some very nasty people among them, are seizing weapons in Western Ukrainian military bases. So we have clearly the possibility of a civil war. And the longer-term outcome may be, and I want to emphasize this because nobody in the United States seems to want to pay attention to it, the outcome may be the construction, the emergence of a new Cold War divide between West and East, not this time as it was for our generation in faraway Berlin, but right on the borders of Russia, right through the heart of Slavic civilization. And if that happens, if that's the new Cold War divide, it's permanent instability and permanent potential for real war for decades to come. That's what's at stake. One last point. Also something that nobody in this country wants to talk about. The Western authorities, who bear some responsibility for what's happened, and who therefore also have blood on their hands, are taking no responsibility. They're uttering utterly banal statements, which in because of their vacuous nature are encouraging and rationalizing the people in Ukraine who are throwing Molotov cocktails, now have weapons, are shooting at police. We wouldn't permit that in any Western capital, no matter how righteous the cause, but it's being condoned by the European Union and Washington as events unfold. The U.S.-led West has been on a steady march toward post-Soviet Russia, began with the expansion of NATO in the 1990s under Clinton. Bush then further expanded NATO all the way to Russia's borders. Then came the funding of what are euphemistically called NGOs, but they are political action groups funded by the West operating inside Russia. Then came the decision to build missile defense installations along Russia's borders, allegedly against Iran, a country which has neither nuclear weapons nor any missiles to deliver them with. Then comes American military outpost in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, which led to the War of 2008. And now the West is at the gates of Ukraine. So that's the picture as Moscow sees it. And it's rational, it's reasonable, it's hard to deny. But as for the immediate crisis, let's ask ourselves this. Who precipitated this crisis? The American media says it was Putin and the very bad, though democratically elected, president of Ukraine, Yanukovych. But it was the European Union, backed by Washington, that said in November to the democratically elected president of a profoundly divided country, Ukraine, you must choose between Europe and Russia. That was an ultimatum to Yanukovych. Remember, wasn't reported here, at that moment, what did the much despised Putin say? He said, why? Why does Ukraine have to choose? We're prepared to help Ukraine avoid economic collapse along with you, the West. Let's make it a tripartite package to Ukraine. And it was rejected in Washington and in Brussels. That precipitated the protests in the streets.
That was Stephen Cohen, professor of Russian studies at Princeton University. In Ukraine, popular sentiment as well as the media is clearly divided. BFM's Azev Azuddin speaks to Sergei Vygotsky, a journalist for Liga.net, a news organization based in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev. We ask him how the Ukraine-based media is responding to the crisis.
So the Ukrainian media is there reporting it as it is. Objective and pro-Ukrainian. All Ukrainian TV channels reporting and calling this a war, you know. But we have a big influence in Ukraine of Russian channels. And the guys in Crimea, in some eastern part of Ukraine, they're most likely to watch not Ukrainian TV channels, and they read not Ukrainian newspapers. They read Russian newspapers, they consume with the Russian media products, and the level of propaganda influence in these regions of Russian propaganda is much more higher than in the capital of Ukraine, the Kyiv, on the central eastern or western part. Now, here in Kyiv, the Russia and in whole Ukraine, the Ukrainian TV channels support unity of Ukraine and the de-escalation situation, but the main channels of Russia that speak for Ukrainian West now, they just bring the woods to the flame of war.
That was Sergei Vygotsky, a journalist for the news portal Liga.net, describing the divided media landscape in the Ukraine. So where do Malaysians go for a balanced view of the conflict? Well, stay tuned to Current Affairs tomorrow when BFM's Melissa Idris speaks to Remy Piet at Qatar University in Doha on the geopolitical and economic implications of the conflict. That's all we have for you this morning. I'm Sharad Kutin for Current Affairs, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.